Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The very rarely do we do a poll question, and I think this has restored my faith in humanity. But yesterday's kind of did. Edition. The Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes scheduled to appear at 11 a.m. Edition. Grimesy, can we call him that? Does anyone call him that? We'll have to find out.
You can ask him.
I will. And a special Feel Good Friday featuring our great partners at Verizon Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, not Twitter yet, maybe Facebook, but definitely YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app, which there may be a little bit of news on that on Monday. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios.
It's amazing you've kept that a secret.
Thank you. It's growth.
It's I mean, growth. You haven't really kept it a secret. Like, you're something.
I'm trying to build. No. I'm not even tempted to give away the farm. I'm just trying to build anticipation. It's a tease. And well, let's shift to the big tease. The big fella. Nobody teases better than him. I just never know when it's coming. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. No one would ever boo this guy. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Good. So you're surprised by poll results, huh?
I'm thrilled with poll results. Thrilled. Because we live in a time when people are kind of jerkies. They're jerk stores. A lot of them. Certainly there are a lot of good people still. But man, people just want... They like being mean to other people, I feel like.
I think that's more of a social media. If you get in the real world, I don't agree with that. Same thing, like when you see, now, great example, and I'm not going to call out any shows or anything like that, but there are things that you will say in person or that you'll say online and anonymously that you'll never have the courage to say in person.
Right, but isn't that a window, not a Pella window, into what's really inside them? Just because they're not courageous enough to be jerks to your face doesn't mean they're not jerks inside.
I don't think so. I think you sometimes have to be a little more theatrical. I don't. I think people are going to, and I might be wrong on this, I think people will treat people when they're together and in person a heck of a lot better than they'll treat people online or anonymously. I think the general default is going to be when you're actually interacting and dealing with people is to be compassionate and good people. I think when it has become more and more of a virtual world and not as interpersonal, that's when you get into the jerk store-ish and the mean stuff and all of that. I don't think most people don't want to be confrontational and jerks. I think it happens more along as a little thing gets decoded into becoming a bigger thing, and that is the virtual world that we're unfortunately going to be living in more as the world continues to evolve than I think in an interpersonal world. So, no, okay. I would disagree with you.
All right. Philosophical well, we'll, Friday here.
We will agree to disagree because just because you won't say something to my face, but you behind the cloak of anonymity or behind the keyboard, even if your name is on it, will say it. To me, that's a window into the kind of person you really are. You should not talk to people differently face-to-face than you would behind
on.
Their back. That's
Jason,
how I feel.
You
hey,
do that.
We're agreeing to disagree.
You do that.
I don't.
No, but you do that. Yes,
I don't
you
think
do.
I do. No. All right.
You've said things on this show that you would never say to a player. Or you would not do that. You just wouldn't.
No, that's me.
Yeah, I don't.
No, Jason does it too. And Jason's
if
not
it
bad.
Happens,
I'm not
it is extremely
I'm not
rare.
He says it all the time.
No,
yeah,
I would
happens,
argue it's extremely
rare. And that's not
rare.
A window into your soul. I don't think that's a window into your soul.
Okay. Again, the first sentence, agree to disagree. Here's the deal. So the poll question was this. At the tailgate tour stop in Madison, Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness got huge applause for his answer about wanting to sack Aaron Rodgers if he quarterbacks the Steelers this season. Now, Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but you interpreted this reaction, the fact that the question was posed, the reaction, the cheers, that people don't like Aaron Rodgers. Packers fans, at least the ones in attendance at the feed mill, not they don't like Aaron Rodgers. Is that an accurate depiction of your interpretation?
Correct. I think Aaron Rodgers is public enemy number one for Packers fans based on the reaction Lucas Van Ness had to the question posed to him by a fan about sacking Aaron Rodgers. The question was applauded with rigorous cheer. The response was even applauded more. That's what stood out to me from the tailgate tour.
So, Jesse, even with when Billy Schrader was talking about the Bears and how they suck and how he hates them, even with all of that applause that people had about beating the Bears, you still think Rodgers more than the Bears?
Public enemy number one, a individual player. Like the idea.
No, you're specifying.
The idea. Okay. Well, I learned from
the
best.
You're pushing back on everything today. Today's Friday. Did you want to tell me it's Thursday?
No, it's Friday. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm
glad we can agree on something.
The idea of the Bears, the idea of the Vikings, like obviously that's a longstanding 100-year rivalry, whatever you want, like that. That's been around forever. That the idea of that. But when you say individual player, public enemy number one, for a while, Kaepernick destroyed the Packers. He was public enemy number one. Russell Wilson had a nice little rivalry with Aaron Rodgers when the middle 2010s, when both of those teams were really good. Like, that was public enemy number one for a bit, especially with the Wisconsin ties. I think right now, based on that, more than Caleb Williams, more than Dan Campbell, more than Justin Jefferson, Aaron Rodgers is public enemy number one individually for Packers fans.
Well, our polling data does not support that hypothesis. So Brian responded to our poll by saying, why even ask this? Well, here's why. Because I am genuinely curious how people feel about him. I was sent something from Vice. That's a channel on your cable system. And it's this half-hour mini documentary in a series called The Grudge. And it's about Rodgers versus Favre. And it's one of the I don't like there's one person who's interviewed heavily in there that I don't even know who she is. There's Rob Reichel, who still covers the team, and then there's Dylan Tomlinson, who covered the team many years ago, and now he's a normal person as opposed to working in the media. He's got a normal job. And there's factual errors in it from the producer. I mean, it's bad. But I thought back to it. It sent me back to the summer of 2008 when you were a player and remembering how ugly that was. And then Murphy had mentioned the tailgate tour that year and how difficult that was. And so to answer Brian's question on why I ask this, I don't believe, however I may feel about Aaron Rodgers, and my feelings about him are more nuanced than the people who think they know how I feel think I feel. But I thought, again, you're doing this. Are you going to be this way for 3 hours? Because I don't know if I can handle
I'm
3 hours.
I can't laugh at your nuanced stuff. I could. What are you talking about? I can have an opinion. I didn't
Jeff
say
Grimes,
a word.
Can you come on right now? So
I didn't realize that the thought police is in play here. I mean, I think I can think how I think. Hey, come on.
Did you get up early for pickleball today? Did you win?
I didn't. No, I'm well rested. You disagree with me on something, and now you're getting all personal with me, and I'm not going to do that to you.
Oh, thank you. Just make sure you tell me. Just make sure you tell me how you really feel about me. The reason why I thought this question was instructive was based on the reaction to Lucas Van Ness yesterday, who I wrote about at channel3000.com. We'll get to that a little bit later, but I want to know if people feel so negatively, strongly against Aaron Rodgers, right? Because even, well, not Jesse, but many who supported Brett Favre during the summer of 2008, once he went to the Vikings, that was a bridge too far for them. Aaron Rodgers, to this point, has not gone to the Vikings. And the theoretical situation is him playing for Pittsburgh and playing against the Packers. That game would be in Pittsburgh or in Dublin. It would not be at Lambeau Field. But in this hypothetical world, if he came back to Lambeau as a member of the Steelers, not as a Bear, not as a Lion, not as a Viking, as a Steeler, I was curious whether people would boo him, because I thought that would tell us how strongly negative they feel about him. And I did not think it would be the way it's turned out. And I'm pleased to see it. Because right now, with 869 votes, which your guy, Elon, I'm paying for this blue check. I don't understand why my numbers haven't gone up more. 75.9% of you said no, you would politely clap or be silent. And a good point from John, who said there should have been a third option, cheer/thankful for all the great years. It's a very fair critique. He's right. I should have made a third choice. But bottom line is, only 24.1% of you would boo. And I found that encouraging. Yeah. Am I misreading our data?
Do you believe it? Because Jesse does not believe the polling. Jesse
Why
believes
lie
that if you're
on an anonymous poll?
I don't know.
People do
have to ask Jesse in the poll. I don't think people do. But, again, we have a difference of opinion, as has been specified by this first segment, on how that all plays out.
Wait till you see what I just tweeted about you.
Oh, boy.
I don't care.
So, to go back on your social commentary from the top of the show here.
Yeah, great. I'd love to get back to that.
I agree with Tausch, which is a popular T-shirt among our fans, including those at the tailgate, too.
Yeah. I think, order them soon from Team Apparel.
I think people are generally more cordial in personal interactions in real life than they are online in comments and however else. The exception to that, I think, is when you are in a mass group of people that are
mob
all... Mob mentality is a great way to
so
approach
Jesse,
that,
So, Jesse, before you keep going, because it's interesting you just said that.
Because Tausch needs to interrupt you.
Do you think people are doing that because that's how they really feel, or because they're scared?
Scared?
Doing what? What do you mean?
I remember the old days on Scalzi and Brussels show. I don't remember what it was called.
It was called Scalzi
and Brussels. One of the producers is just bashing. No, it was, I think, Off the Rails or On the Rocks.
On the Rocks.
It wasn't Scalzi and Brussels. So instead of interrupting me, but anyways.
Tony Cartagena
Hogan,
was the co-host of that, though.
TJ Hogan was the producer. And TJ, I was on with them, and he is just crushing Clay Matthews, like, and it was crushing him. And I said, "Would you say that to his face?" And he said, "That's not fair." And I said, "What do you mean that's not fair? Like, that's where." So maybe you're right. Maybe people want to be jerks and do that all the time. But when they're faced with that, and Jesse, what do you think on that? Because that is the interesting part to me. That does go back to the polling and the mass. There is a mob mentality in people. There's no doubt. We've seen that. That's been around since Caesar. mob mentality's been around forever.
The Ides of March, some might say.
It's been around at least 6 weeks, yeah. So I think if you got 80,000 people at Lambeau Field, what's the capacity of Lambeau Field?
80,000 and change.
That's about that.
Nice.
That number.
So you get 80,000 people at Lambeau Field, and you get, if the Packers tailgate tour was an indication of people who are wanting to cheer against Aaron Rodgers, you get, let's say, 10 to 15,000 as he comes running out of the tunnel start to boo. I think everybody else is going to hop on board and boo the opposing starting quarterback. That's what you normally would do at a Packers game. You don't just sit there silently when Ben Roethlisberger comes running out of the tunnel. You boo him. So because he's the opponent, because there's that history, because certain people in the fan base would feel that strongly, as 24% do in our poll, I think the rest of the stadium would hop on board and do it.
Hey, Jesse, I'm not booing Aiden O'Connell, though. Like, I don't have any feelings. Like, if Aiden O'Connell's coming out, nobody's booing him. You have to earn the boo.
No, you
boo. Not every quarterback gets booed. You got to earn a boo.
I bet the New Orleans Pelicans starters, someone got booed last night, even though no Bucks fans probably heard of any of the five players who started for the Pellies last night at Fiserv Forum.
All right.
I didn't want to interrupt you guys because you're making great strides in understanding the human condition. Again, I believe that people want to be jerks, but they are cowards when faced with saying it to the person's face. But they really feel the way they feel. And quite frankly, I want to believe better in many people, but there are plenty of people that have disappointed me to show me their true colors. And I think it's much easier to show that you're a jerk when you don't have everyone seeing you act like a jerk firsthand. So that's fine. We can disagree on this. The bottom line is, I don't see any upside in voting no, I would politely clap or stand silent, when it doesn't even say how you voted on here. Your vote is anonymous. So if there was a way to know how everyone who, all 873 people who have voted, if there was a way to track how they voted, and they're concerned about people knowing, ooh, people are going to know that I would say that I would boo for him, so I'm going to say that I'm going to clap for him, even though I really wouldn't. I'd boo him because I hate him. I find that hard to believe. But that's just my position. So, be that as it may.
Can we all be honest? Like, Chef Ed's on the text line here. I, to be honest, I just don't care about Aaron Rodgers anymore. That's just not true. I don't believe that. I think we are stale to the, is he coming back to play? But
I think people want to no longer care about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. I am in that group. I get it. I understand the fatigue. There are other programs across ESPN Wisconsin, believe it or not, especially after how much we talked about him pretty much every single day for about 2 years, there are shows that talk about him more than we do at this point. Because I am sensitive to, I don't want people turning off our show. And I do believe there are people that will turn off our show if we talk too much about Aaron Rodgers. I am more interested in how fans feel about him, because there is still the possibility out there that all this changes because Aaron Rodgers keeps dragging his feet and leading on the Pittsburgh Steelers, waiting to see if J.J. McCarthy has a setback with his knee or looks bad during the offseason program and his phone rings from a 612 area code. I still believe that is out there as a possibility. Because I was told, much like I was told that the Badgers would go to the Final Four, I was told that Pat McAfee's show in Pittsburgh would include some sort of announcement from Aaron Rodgers that he'd be playing for the Steelers. That event has come and gone, and he did not join the Steelers. He remains, quote, engaged, according to reports, in his interest in the Steelers. But I think he's still waiting. Waiting to see if the purple have to call him. And again, then all bets are off. Then the Packers are playing him twice.
No, there's no bets off. He's the Vikings quarterback. He's going to be booed worse than five.
No doubt. 100%. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. That's what I mean. We're not betting on that. We all agree on that.
Oh,
just like we just like we all agree that there are no drafts with Pella.
There's not, but we're starting to see. I see photos on Twitter now of the big stage going up. You see all the excitement going to be happening. A lot of buzz about the draft up in Green Bay, but you're not going to find drafts seeping through your windows when you have Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you take advantage of no interest financing options, or you can get free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your home's unique decor through seamless customizations. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends April 30th. So place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
For those of you in the YouTube comments and elsewhere hoping that the Aaron Rodgers portion of the program has reached its conclusion, I'm happy to report that it has. We'll talk about something else. So come on back. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Question, completely unrelated to the former Packers quarterbacks of yesteryear. Obviously, Halloween is the number one candy around the house holiday, right? It's not close.
Yeah.
But Easter is coming, and there's jelly bean. There's a jelly bean bowl upstairs. There's a bowl that's got, like, chocolates, like Easter bunny shaped Reese's peanut butter cups and everything else. Is Easter the number two candy holiday where you're just eating random candy every time you walk through the kitchen?
I was going to go Christmas.
I think Valentine's Day is probably, yeah, Christmas is probably in that ballpark too, right? Easter, because you have so much of those peanut butter eggs and there's so much chocolat, I'm going to say Valentine's Day is going to be ahead of Christmas or of Easter, though. And so, I might be wrong, but just my gut.
So now we've got Christmas, Valentine's Day. So clearly prevailing
count?
Opinion is I'm wrong.
I mean, is fudge part of the equation?
Why? When? What is the fudge holiday?
What's fudge affiliated with?
Well, I'm asking, is fudge part of the chocolate complex?
Sure, we're gonna let's loop the fudge in. What? How does that change things?
All right. Well, then there's no doubt. Christmas is two. If you're adding fudge, Christmas is a heavy
fudge
two.
Takes up that much of your pie chart of Christmas.
Fudge is just a big part. Fudge. I just remember Santa would eat fudge at our house. Fudge is a big blanket deal in the Tauscher houses.
He doesn't get any fudge at our house. He gets cookies and milk.
You're overinflating fudge.
And then
fudge.
You put nuts in the fudge. And then I don't know what the deal with Door County is. Is Door County the fudge capital of, is every tourist spot have to have fudge? Because Door County and Wisconsin Dells, it is Fudge City, USA. And you go somewhere else, and it's like a tourist city. Everybody's got fudge. What's the deal with fudge and vacations? Like, I don't get that. I get ice cream. There's ice cream shops at all these spots because you got kids, Disney, blah, blah, blah. But why is fudge so predominant in tourist traps? Can anybody explain that to me?
I don't even like fudge.
Like, you go to Hawaii and you got, like, a fudge shop out on...
Was there a Tokyo fudge? Was there a Hiroshima fudge shop on your trip?
I didn't look. I'm talking U.S.
U.S.,
here. I'm not,
yeah, okay.
Well, thank
let's
you
not,
for
let's
clarifying.
Not get into
so
Disney
when you
World.
Went to see... All right, so when you went to the archaeological dig in South Dakota, was there an adjacent fudge shop?
Great places, South Dakota. So...
Old Faithful.
Obviously not at the archaeological spot, but there is some drugstore there And it's Fudge City, USA. Yeah,
Wall Drug.
It's a big. Yeah. There you go. Popular tourist spot, Fudge. There's a big corn hut out there. Fudge.
Corn hut.
Mount Rushmore. Fudge.
The St. Louis Arch can confirm Fudge in the Arch.
Why
like the
is
museum
Fudge related to travel? Is it an easy travel? Is it like I don't get it because you don't see Fudge. I don't even know, and I think Quick Trip's got everything. I don't know if Quick Trip's got Fudge. Like I don't even know.
Is it because it's like such a novelty thing that when you like, oh,
I don't
it's a
know.
Special
That's why
thing.
I'm
We're
asking.
On vacation. Hey, there's some Fudge. Sure, why not? We're on vacation.
Well, that's ice cream, though. I mean, ice cream
no, ice-
and or custard. But
Beth
Fudge,
and I'll sit
I'm telling
on a,
you.
Tuesday night, we'd be like, let's go get some ice cream. We never say, let's go get
Jesse,
some Fudge.
Jesse, if you just in Madison, or if you want down to Milwaukee, or any of the cities in the state of Wisconsin, you're going to have to dig deep to go find Fudge. You go down to the Dells, you trip, you're Flandin and Fudge.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm with that. I'm with you there, for sure.
Why? Can someone explain why?
I don't know.
It is
a, it's like cotton candy at a baseball game and at a fair. All right, you deep fried stuff.
People get
what's
cotton
the
candy
deal
at baseball
with
games?
Fudge
oh,
being
yeah.
at all these spots?
That's like exclusively where I've eaten cotton candy in my life is at a Brewers game.
Hmm. Okay. I always think of that as like the circus. All right. I have no idea
fairs.
The popularity of Fudge at tourist destinations. I don't. You're right about the Dells. You're right about Door County. You are right on that, and I don't have a good explanation for you. The popularity is hard to explain. Because, again, how often do you eat Fudge? Are you a big
I
Fudge
guy?
Since,
really, since a kid, I'm not a monster Fudge guy.
Apparently,
yeah.
it's not my deal. It makes Christmas the number two candy holiday for you, though.
It was a game changer. It's a field
filter.
Well,
Jesse, that's what you and Becca and that little tin that you make, it's candy. You give candy. Is it possible? No, I'm not going to go there. It's definitely Halloween and then Christmas.
See, and I think of Christmas as Christmas cookies. I think Christmas, if I think of candy, I just think of candy canes. I didn't think Christmas was so heavily.
No,
and again,
I
was
like
a
little.
Nobody is putting. Nobody's yeah. putting candy canes in the top 10 things you think about at Christmas.
No.
When it comes to candy, again, I'm apparently wrong on everything today, so that's fine.
The red and green M&Ms.
Stop being a baby. Stop.
Oh, now I'm
you
being
get
a
little
baby.
Bit of pushback and uh-huh. you be a baby. Like, get over it. Move
I
on
still
with your life.
Know.
But the candy cane is not part of the top 10 of Christmas candies. It's not.
Smithsonian Magazine from Hunter Vaughn.
I don't know who gives us. Who gives a Smithsonian?
He would read Smithsonian Magazine.
Yeah, that is his go-to. Well, Smithsonian said that candy canes are number three.
Smithsonian Magazine, you're going to owe Hunter an apology. The headline, why does every tourist attraction sell fudge? Apologize to Smithsonian right now.
I don't know.
Do they sell fudge at the Smithsonian?
Yeah. Smithsonian museums have fudge?
This is from Smithsonian Magazine. I'm using up my apparently one allotted free article for Smithsonian Magazine on my phone to read it. But we will get further information. I don't have time to read this story to everyone right now. I know you're disappointed about that. Right now, Tausch needs to tell us about American Family Insurance instead.
I will, but one of our very great fans up in the Door County area, Jimmy, just texted me and said, fudge can be transported home and given as a gift so you can tell people that you are on vacation? You can't do that with ice cream. And then this is a very bold statement he finishes his text up with. Everyone loves fudge. Jim, I don't think that's the case. I don't think
Jimbo.
Now you're starting to branch out. It used to just be a chocolate gooey fudge. Now you're starting to see pink fudge and orange fudge, all these other fudges. So I don't know. You're thinking of American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of Wilde and Tausch. Been that way from the jump. A lot of fudge. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection, so you're free to enjoy your dreams when you're on vacation eating fudge. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
No one wakes up in the morning and goes, I need some fudge today. One fudge seller at a San Francisco tourist attraction told him, that guy sells fudge. Very fair point. 262 on the text line. We just got back from Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, Tennessee on spring break.
Dollywood.
And can confirm many fudge shops. Also, one of them, you buy 1 pound, you get a half a pound free.
Wow.
Who's eating all this fudge?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going
to
continue.
Like a peanut brittle would be better, wouldn't it? I'd like a good peanut brittle.
If someone goes on vacation and they bring you fudge, are you excited?
I ain't happy about it.
Right,
no.
You're not excited about
that. Fudge, sweet.
And then you would never eat it.
This is something that
Helmut,
my older brother, does this. He'll always get a shirt because I do think people want to let you know you're on vacation. I do think people like that. Or that you visited historic landmarks.
Or our Japanese t-shirts.
I went to the Arches National Park. You want to be able to, and then you know, it's the conversation piece, which I've been telling my kids would be a good idea to start doing, is selling T-shirts that spark conversations. That's a home run
entrepreneurship at a young age, yeah. I agree with Tausch. That one would be a top seller. So what did you bring us from Japan?
Chopsticks.
Oh.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
We're on the Packers.
If they're not better this year,
because we're on Wisconsin sports,
there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
What I want, you got it, boy, the history of fudge is some interesting stuff. Really dates back to the Victorian era. I spent that entire commercial break reading the Smithsonian Magazine story, and I still don't know why all these vacation destinations have fudge. It's just
easy
been that
transport.
Way for a long time.
Easy transport. Although I'm not sure it's hot. You put it in a hot bag. You know.
Yeah, it's not easy
fudge.
Transport. Like it's got to be either refrigerated.
You don't want fudge to melt.
Yeah. Put it in the sun. It's tough.
Jesse, I can only imagine, given this show's traditional results, is when we somehow wander off. Like, think about today's show. We went from Aaron Rodgers to social commentary on whether people's online behavior is anathema to who they really are or a window into who they really are.
Mob mentality.
To now, why is there fudge at every tourist destination? I can only imagine that this has lit up the talk and text line, the carbless talk and text line. Liss is more. I'm guessing more is a good way to describe the number of messages you've gotten.
It has. I had a call during the commercial break. Chad could not stay on the phone with us. He had to run into work.
He's a fudge. Does he work in a fudge shop?
I had to go make the fudge this morning. But Sue in Sussex, also with the same question Chad had here on the carbless talk and text line, saltwater taffy seems to go along the lines of fudge also.
Uh-huh.
No one ever just says, I could go for some saltwater taffy today. But when you're out at the candy store or you're walking the streets of whatever tourist place you are.
The candy shop. That would have been...
Yeah, is that by Sabrina Carpenter?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to all her songs. They only play the two songs she sings.
So how does saltwater taffy fit into all this, Tausch, in your social commentary on candy?
It's a good point. It's a great question.
Yeah, I haven't. Maybe it's just because of my past history with fudge that just catches my eye more. But, yeah, taffy, all these places have to see, now, if I was you, I would jump in and say, what? I'm not going to do that, though, Jason. You're rolling your eyes at me. You need different revenue streams. No business alone can run on fudge. Like, I can't imagine you can only be a fudge operation. Like, you got to have some other SKUs. And obviously, taffy is in that same bloodline as a fudge. So, yeah, I can understand that.
What does that mean, given my history with fudge? That's all I was curious about.
Did I not just tell you how that was a... That was a memory of Christmas for me?
You got to leave fudge for Santa as opposed to cookies.
Yeah.
You're right. It's totally me. I'm imagining this. I'm totally imagining this. That doesn't strike me as a significant history of fudge. Like, if you had gone on every vacation with your mom and dad and your brothers and everyone went and then you guys got fudge on every trip, that's my history of fudge. The idea that you included it in your little plate for Santa Claus does not strike me as a significant amount of history with fudge that you would be so fascinated by fudge. That's all. Fair?
Well, you're wrong. No, it's not fair. There's certain core memories that you have growing up that you remember, and then that sticks with you.
And one of your core memories is giving Santa Claus
around Christmas time. Fudge was a specialty. It was, wow, we get fudge.
You just said a minute ago you'd prefer peanut brittle.
Now,
it's not that meaningful to you.
No. Fudge is now readily available at our fingertips, whereas a kid, fudge was a Christmas time delicacy. So, yes.
Because we didn't go on enough trips.
I don't understand how you don't understand that. I don't understand how you don't understand that.
For the record, I can think of two fudge places easily accessible in the greater Madison area near where we live, Tausch. One is near your favorite ice cream place.
Do they sell ice cream? Because then you can say who they are.
No, one is near.
Because you need other revenue streams.
One is near your ice cream
fudger.
Place with the nice fella at the drive-thru at a cheese store, I believe. And then the other is downtown near one of Madison's entertainment attractions. So it is on brand with people who are traveling and coming into the area, stopping to get fudge.
So I've told you guys that the best soft serve, I can't say the name of the place, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Wait, it's ice cream.
The guy called in.
You can say that.
No, but I'm not doing
that. Is that the rule?
No, I'm not doing
that.
The guy called in. He was a big energy guy at that certain store with the soft serve ice cream.
I don't remember. Who is it?
It's great soft serve. I don't remember the guy's name.
They might have
root beer. He was a fantastic. Yeah. My kids believe that they found better soft serve in Japan. I disagreed, but they
from a kiosk on the street.
No, it was not from a kiosk or a vending machine. But they also there is something about tourism that fires ice cream at you, and probably because it's so gosh darn good. But they do not push fudge on their tourists like we do.
Buzzy and Beloit, fudge is a C+ at best. However, still much better than LVN. Yeah, we appreciate that, Buzzy.
Snap.
We will get back to LVN at some point, non-Aaron Rodgers related. But first, we need to play trivia. Jesse, it's Friday. What's today's category and what caller would you like?
Daniel the Landscaper. Mark, I don't know what household you grew up in, but I don't know of anybody that was looking forward to fudge at Christmas. It was presents for us.
I'm not saying that was the only thing. You guys... It was a delicacy. It was something, wow.
It was your history with fudge. It was a defining moment of your childhood.
I remember it. I remember that. And then we had this little, an old tree thing that was hollowed out, and you put walnuts in with a little cracker thing that you'd crush the walnut and eat that in there, too. That was a little side piece. To the fudge.
Side piece if you didn't to the have fudge. Walnuts.
It was a side
in a little tree thing. Hollowed out little tree thing.
Corn. Yes,
what
there was
that?
A like
log?
A candy dish. It was a candy dish that the tree was hollowed out. It was an awesome candy dish, but they put nuts,
like a full
walnuts.
Tree?
I don't know. My mom can remind me if it was real or if it was lacquered.
Like in the tree, or was it like sitting like horizontal, or was this like a vertical dish?
There was like a plastic tray that had little gumdrop gummy things in it, which was awesome. Green, red, like the cinnamon drop deals, which was awesome. And then there was a tree thing with a nutcracker that would you crack walnuts, and then there was fudge. That is what I remember being up there. You put it next to where Santa would come.
At the Tauscher house. I still want to know what the hollowed out tree thing was. Jesse, what's the trivia category?
That's
and
where
who
we
you
put
want?
The walnuts. What do you mean you
the
didn't
shells
know? That's where you put
or
walnuts?
The
no, the actual nuts. And then there was a little thing in the middle of it that you'd put. It was a really well designed, nice candy tray that turned into a nut tray.
All right. These nuts conversation. What caller would you like, and what's the category?
Caller 9, let's do today. Caller 9 for Badgers Trivia Friday. Bringing it back today because we have offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes scheduled to appear at 11 o'clock this morning.
How is this not the history of fudge? How are we not doing a fudge
Believe
trivia?
It or not, that wasn't on the show sheet today.
How did we get – oh, my question, because I grabbed some jelly beans while I was upstairs.
Candy
we have
holiday.
Now – I'm glad I could contribute somehow. Caller 9 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 9 right now plays trivia. Want to remind you, Verizon is giving you the chance to win the ultimate draft experience with the Road to the Draft sweepstakes. 10 lucky winners will win tickets to the first day of the 2025 NFL Draft right here in Green Bay. And that includes round-trip car service from Milwaukee, hotel accommodations, plus access to the Verizon viewing zone where you'll be taken care of like a first-round pick. Don't miss your chance to win the ultimate draft experience powered by Verizon. Hurry to select Wisconsin Verizon locations by April 13th, which is Sunday, to enter. Now, here's the interesting dilemma for me. I'm going to the Verizon store in Green Bay today. I think there's been some nervousness with some of the goings-on in the global markets that the price of phones is going to go up. So we're going to upgrade our phones, which we've been putting off. So I'm going to be at Verizon. I'm going to ask them about this great contest. I don't think I'm eligible. But I'm going to go to the Verizon store, and you should as well. Again, it is the Verizon Ultimate Draft Experience in Green Bay. Caller 9 for trivia. We'll play next. It's Will Dean Tausch.
The Milwaukee Bucks, the Detroit Pistons.
Reverse layup, and what a play by the Greek Freak.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yelich demolishes one up into the night sky.
Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.
Jerry Odd did not expect Fudge Friday. But he says his stomach hurts from laughing for the last 20 minutes. That's what we try to do here.
Tuesday coming up next week.
As long as your stomach doesn't hurt from eating too much fudge.
Picture that I sent, that since I couldn't provide the details to you, Jason, that I know you're always looking for, those dazzling details on this tree trunk nut harvesting deal. I think I sent it to you, and
is this yours? Your mom sent this. Sent you a picture.
It's the very. My mom did not. A fan of our show sent it to us.
So this isn't even it.
No, this is it. It's the same thing.
It is not the official Tauscher family one, but it is. Apparently, they were mass produced from a tree trunk.
But it is. Yes. Yeah. There you go. Well, that's the way to put it in there. That's nice, Jesse.
Looks like you could use a new screen cover.
What's great about that is you have the big thing where there's a.
Brian D is texting you, just a heads up.
Brian D just texted you. Where there is a. Where you crack the nut, and then surgically, if you look back on that picture, there's
two. Hold that back up to see who else is texting you.
There's two scalpel like things to actually dig the nut out of the shell. In there, if you don't get a clean break on from the nutcracker.
Wait, so those two vertical skinny pieces. Those are scalpels to remove the nuts from the cracked
In essence,
shell.
That's what they are there for. Yes.
How do you crack the nut then? You just smash it on top of that big middle thing?
Go back and show again, Jesse. It is basically a player-type cracker that is held together, and if you pull that up, it will open. You put the nut in the top part of it, and you crack down on it. It's the centerpiece there.
Oh, okay.
That's it. What a nutcracker is. I thought your daughter was in the nutcracker for a while.
Yeah, the nutcracker that they use in the nutcracker is more of a toy, and it looks like a soldier, not like a hollowed-out tree or whatever it is you called it. All right, let's play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Juan in Madison. Juan, good morning, buddy. Sorry to keep you waiting. You big fudge guy? You like walnuts?
I think that walnuts go good with fudge, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, Tausch has got just the nutcracker for you, and he's got a couple of good fudge spots that he'd like to recommend for you. It is trivia time. The category is Badgers Trivia Friday. Tausch, do you intend to participate in any way, shape, or form?
I do. I will take the question that is written out for me. Absolutely. Okay.
All right, Juan. Question number one, then, from me is this. Prior to becoming the offensive coordinator at Wisconsin, Jeff Grimes, who is scheduled to appear with us at 11 a.m. today, was the offensive coordinator at which of these schools? Was it Kansas, Boise State, or Mary Hardin Baylor?
I'm going with A.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Don't tell that to John Anderson. But yes, correct. One for one.
All right. Wisconsin volleyball hosts an exhibition spring match at the Fieldhouse this Wednesday, which you can listen to on 100.5 ESPN Madison and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Against which in-state opponent? Is it Marquette, Milwaukee, or Platteville?
Platteville. Marquette.
The Golden Eagles.
It is Marquette, yes.
The Golden Eagles.
They've got a new coach. They also have another game against UW Green Bay later, and Sydney and I were trying to make it down for one of those. So it sounds like fun with those spring matches. All right, let's bounce back, Juan, with question three, and that is this. Which of these players is the most recent Wisconsin Badger to be selected in the first round of the National Football League draft? Most recent Badgers first round pick. Is it Jonathan Taylor, T.J. Watt, or Ryan Ramczyk?
JT.
Are you sure about that?
I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go with Ramczyk.
JT, TJ, double R. I'm not sure what exactly happened before you said you'd go with Ramczyk.
I think there's controversy. If I was on the panel of judging this, I would say that was very shady, is what I would say.
Why? He clearly was guessing him. He had an instinct, but the is very clearly a I'm not committing to that answer.
No doubt. I would definitely award him his.
You know, someone here wanted to jump in to break the silence.
And that was you by saying, are you sure about that? Which, of course,
you didn't need to interject.
If he had it right, you wouldn't.
Sure, I would.
Had you not interjected, nobody would say anything. Juan was going through his process.
It's true. Juan, Jesse gift-wrapped that one for you, buddy. So you got two out of three.
Like a piece of fudge.
There'll be some protests lodged by other contestants, I am sure. But ultimately, you'll have three entries into our drawing, which should happen later on in today's show, but there's always a chance that it won't. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks, guys.
This may be as close to on time as we've started a 10 o'clock hour in perhaps the recent history of our program. It's 10:02, and the 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.